Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for August the 30th, 2010. We will begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Domain, and the pledge will be led by Commissioner Sinegal. Will you stand?
Our Heavenly Father, we pause to praise you. Thank you for the wonderful gifts that you bestow upon us, chief being your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you surround us with your wisdom and your grace, that everything we say and do will be pleasing in your sight for the betterment of our community.
Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Take the items under purchasing. Item A, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file renewal of IFB for a term contract for dirt for Jefferson County that is with Advanced Asset Development LLC. Item B, renewal of term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County with Olmsted Kirk Paper Company and Scott Merriman, Inc. Item C, execute, receive, file renewal of term contract for paper and envelopes with Olmsted Kirk Paper. Item D, execute, receive, and file renewal of the term contract for paper stock and envelopes with Scott Merriman. Item E, rescind award of term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County from Xerox Corporation. Their renewal conditions did not meet the specification. Item F, award term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County with Olmsted Kirk Paper Company. Item G, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number one for a geographical subsurface investigation for pipeline location with Bob Shaw Drainage Improvement to the South Central Garden Area of Jefferson County in the amount of $4,900. The cost of a survey of this type includes all the EMC's cost, supplies, equipment, insurance, etc. If requested by Bob Shaw Consulting Engineers, all third-party charges will be cost plus 10%. Standby for weather are directed by Bob Shaw Consulting Engineers at $1,700,000 per day.
$1,700.
Beg your pardon?
$1,700 per day.
I'll never admit. Did I say a million? Okay, it's corrected. That's $1,700. That's a better deal. H, item H, consider and possibly approve commercial agreements with Time Warner Cable Business Class for installation of service at Jefferson County Courthouse downtown to be billed at $171 a month. Item I, consider and possibly approve commercial agreement with Time Warner for installation of service at the Jefferson County Public Health Unit in Port Arthur. That is to be billed at $61.95 a month. Item J, consider and possibly approve commercial agreement with Time Warner for installation of service at the Adult Probation Department in Port Arthur. That's to be billed at $61.95 a month. Discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into a contract negotiation for FEMA grant management for Jefferson County. Is there a motion on these items?
Yeah, this is the contract where, you know, their team comes in and helps us out with getting the proper scope. Because as you know, I think the lessons we kind of learned from Rita were got to have it in the scope for it to be reimbursed. So that's one of the things. As we go, any new disasters, I think, you know, each team's different that comes from FEMA. So I think we're going to get the FEMA team in and see how they're going to interact with us and then look at possibly bringing in the consultants. So we're not spending any additional funds. A lot of this funding is covered by FEMA, but we want to minimize them coming in until we get a handle on this FEMA team. Because kind of remember we ran into some headaches with the FEMA team that was down here before on Ike. And we had to look at a lot of projects, specifically the roads, a lot of times to try to prove out our damage. And also, I think we had to go to the Ford Park roof quite a few times trying to justify.
Also the insurance.
That's one of the new things this year. The direct cost for their time to work on a project worksheet should be reimbursable. This is a new deal through FEMA.
Should be.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the new change where if you document it, and we have documented all their detail time by project.
Commissioner, we also have them consult with us on the insurance side also.
Correct.
Well, you know, we had so much damage, we actually don't have adjusters. It's a public adjuster to help us determine the actual insurance, what our insurance settlement would be as well. So you have a FEMA side that's covered from the public sector, the infrastructure side. Then you have our insured buildings and contents. And when we need to have an adjuster assist us with determining what those damages are, when you have several million dollars worth of damages, then that they help us on that side as well.
That's the 7% of the proceeds on insurance, I think.
That's
is the rate. Last time.
Is this a group we worked with in Ike?
Yes, and Rita.
And Rita.
Oh, we haven't hired a group yet.
We've worked with these people before.
Yeah, we've had them in Rita and Ike.
Anything else?
Item number one on the dirt contract is, when was the last time that was actually bid out for a full bid? I'm sorry? First year? Okay. And the options for the increases in mileage and stuff, that was part of the agreement?
One of my issues is, and we've covered it in some of our other material specs, is that without them specifying where the mileage starts, what is good for Precinct 3 may not be good for Precinct 1 or Precinct 4. It's hard to award a bid for all four precincts when one could be paying considerably more in mileage. That was the only concern I had, was that without knowing where the mileage starts, it's a little bit hard to assess whether it's a good bid. On face value, they look like great prices, both for mileage and material, but when you factor in the mileage without identifying the pit, but personally, what I think this thing ought to be done is, it's being used, I think, at Walt Dunfrey Park and some of those projects is the reason you need, I think it ought to be specific to Precinct 3 myself, but that's, and that's, I think that's primarily what it's for, isn't it, Don?
Commissioner, we're not using anything at Walt Dunfrey Park at this time. It's just a general thing for the whole county. And I agree with Commissioner Domain, that's what's good for one may be great, but for the others may not be.
Normally on, what we've done in the past on something like this is identified a cost to the material yard of the individual precincts or some other thing where it gives each precinct a chance to evaluate whether or not it's really a good bid or not.
It's coming from you, it's coming from experience on it, without a doubt. And I think you guys may need to look at that. I don't care if it's the last day renew or not. This is something that is crucial because of the costs that we're having to bear right now, each precinct now. It's something that we need to look at.
Well, we don't use too much field dirt out there. We use a lot of it when we dig out the ditches. We save that. And then we use that for mostly for our field dirt where we need it. So we really don't use that much in Precinct 1.
Good with me.
Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, considering possibly approve a proclamation regarding the Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program 2010 for Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Item B, receive report from YMBL on the 2010 Southeast Texas State Fair. Item C, considering possibly approve the reappointment of Gladys Flowers to the Spindletop Mental Health Mental Retardation Board of Trustees. Item D, considering possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations. Item E, considering possibly approve the reappointment of Ms. Frances Gallo to the Spindletop MHMR Service Board of Trustees. Item F, consider and approve renewal of a local agreement with Port Arthur Independent School District for the absentee or the absent student assistant project. Terms of the renewal are the same as the previous year. Contract starts October 1, 2010 through September 30, 2011. Item H, receive and file executed interlocal agreement with Port Neches Grove Independent School District to enable Jefferson County to assist PNISD on two projects to repair roads and parking facilities. Is there a motion on these items? Mm-hmm. Have a motion and a second. Discussion?
On this repairs of the PNG, has that agreement been signed with you, Commissioner?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's been approved by the, we approved it last week. This is receive and file, and the school district also has approved it.
I just wanted to make sure you.
Also, Judge, Ms. Fowler is in the audience also. She's the new chairperson, I believe, for MHMR also.
Oh, okay. Hey, good to have you. Okay, anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. We have just approved the proclamation regarding the Julie Rogers Gift of Life program. I see several people here today who is with that program. And are one or all of you going to speak? One and maybe four? We know that Ms. Rogers is going to speak.
I imagine she will.
She will not leave this audience without it.
Okay. Thank you for having us today and for giving us the opportunity to share our important message about healthy lifestyles toward reducing cancer risk. The Prostate Cancer Initiative is very important to our program and to hundreds of Southeast Texas men who do not have insurance. Although our board president, Nell McCallum Morris, could not be with us today, she asked that I express her appreciation to everyone. I would also like to recognize a few people in the audience today. Linda Domino, Connie Zuch, and prostate cancer survivor Reverend Dean Calcote, who are members of our executive committee. If you'll please stand. Thank you. I also want to introduce Todd Sinners, service line administrator with Oncology Services and the Baptist Physician Network at Baptist Hospitals of Southeast Texas, if you'll stand. This year, Baptist is partnering with the Gift of Life to help provide PSA blood tests to men in our area who do not have insurance. This is a new collaborative we're working on this year, and we're excited about this new effort. We appreciate Baptist for joining with us in the effort to reduce cancer risk in our area. Thank you for being with us today. Regina, would you like to say anything? Yes, Sarah Parker with the Gift of Life. You'll stand. Thank you. We have some items to distribute.
Oh, wow.
You want me to read the proclamation?
That is good. Yeah, whenever they're ready. We're going to read this proclamation, too, for you. Ms. Regina, how are you?
I'm fine. It's so nice to be here. Thank you all so much for your generous support of the Gift of Life program. We couldn't do it without you, and we wouldn't want to do it without you, and it means so much to have the participation, the endorsement, and the generous support of the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County. We have a wonderful honorary chair again this year, Morris Carter. One of our former honorary chairs is sitting here, Bo Alfred. And it seems like these years come upon us, this month happens so quickly, it doesn't seem like a year has gone by already. This is our 10th year to be providing these services, and Morris Carter, who most of you know, just retired from Valero, is our honorary chair, and he's on a cruise enjoying his retirement. So he also asked to extend his appreciation to you. And we are really, really grateful to have Baptist Hospital and Mr. Todd Sinners here because they have taken a very major role in this initiative and are helping us this year in a more significant way than ever before. And our screenings will actually be held in Beaumont at Baptist Hospital. So we're very grateful to you and your staff, and we thank you. As you know, this is still a disease that affects thousands of men, and unfortunately, more and more men that we know are being, I guess, stricken with this disease, which often is fatal if it's not discovered in time. And we are so pleased to have helped extend the lives of more than 50 men, Jefferson County residents that we know of, who fortunately were diagnosed through our efforts. So we're going to continue doing this as long as we have to. I hope one day we will, this whole disease will be eliminated. It's a terrible, terrible experience that anyone has to undergo. But in the meantime, we thank you so much. And I'm particularly grateful to our prostate cancer support group that Reverend Calcote, I guess you would say, has been involved in really since it's, he's one of the leaders of that group since its inception. And we thank you, Dean, for being here today. And also Linda Domino, who, as you know, is not only Linda Domino, but she's also the wife of Joe Domino. And Joe has taken a very active role in our efforts, as has Energy Texas, and he's one of our outstanding volunteers. And Connie Such, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. And I see all those great YMBLers in the audience, and we just love them because they're so behind us. So thank you again. Thank you for giving this opportunity. We love you and appreciate you.
Thank you. Okay, we have the members, some members with the YMBL with us, and we're going to get a presentation, I hope.
Yes, you are. First of all, good afternoon, and I want to say without the partnership we had with the county and Commissioner's Court, the South Texas State Fair wouldn't have been the success that we had this year. Just to give you a note, I'm here today to present y'all a check for $144,143. That's to be added with the $25,000 we paid you before the fair, which we ended up, the total would be $169,143,000. You know, we couldn't do it again without the partnership we have with Jefferson County and all the commissioners that help us out. Also, the 100 volunteers that we have that come out for 11 days and help us. And, of course, the community support, especially in the times that we're going through economically. We had a great fair. To date, we're proud to say that we've been able to contribute to the county $804,169 since 2004. So it's really been a win-win for everybody.
Chuck.
So if you wouldn't mind, if I, yes.
Give me that number again, 800 and what?
$804,169 since 2004. And, of course, we missed two fairs because of Hurricane Rita and Hurricane Ike. And you know, again, without y'all's support, this really couldn't take place. And it's been really a great thing with the partnership we have. So if you wouldn't mind, if I could approach the court and deliver this check to you.
Oh, yes, sir.
No, Chuck and the YMBL guys, I want to say one
stand
thing.
Up. Oh, take that. Thank you very much.
The auditor's the one smiling.
you know, Court and Chuck, I want to say one thing. YMBL, kudos to y'all. And, yeah. And the reason why, because of the hard work the members put out, and the only check we have received from anybody has been the YMBL. So I'm happy to take the check. We are happy to have it and hope that we can entice y'all to do more for us in partnership with that facility over there. And I mean that sincerely as a commissioner here on Jefferson County Commissioner's Court. You guys are what I call true spirit in the community. Y'all are our true spirit when you look at the dollars and cents. Thank you.
Okay. County auditors. Item A, consider and approve budget transfer for Road Bridge Precinct 3, $1,718. Item B, consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4, $2,144. Item C, consider and approve budget transfer for the Sheriff's Department, $4,409. Item D, consider and approve budget transfer for indigent health care of $24,000. Item E, consider and approve budget transfer for Beaumont Maintenance of $5,000. Item F, consider and approve budget amendment indigent health care $350,000. Item G, receive and file the passenger facility charge audit guide for public agencies for the year ended September 30, 2009. Item H, receive and file financial and operating statement for the month ending July 31, 2010. Item I, payment of regular county bills, check number 343174 through check number 343488. Make that correction on your bill.
Move to approve.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County clerk, to set a public hearing, or is this the public hearing? Public hearing on county clerk record archives plans for fiscal year 2010-2011. Item B, consider and possibly approve the county clerk record archives plan for the fiscal year 2010-2011. Is there a motion on that?
I'm going to second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion?
A question, Carol. What percentage to date have we completed in archives? When we give this every year, this amount of money, a certain amount, what percentage complete are we now? You know? If you don't mind, get it to us and with a projection when we can be completing this job, okay? Okay, then.
What is the fund balance of that archives fund? Okay. And I also received today some kind of a breakdown of the expenditures of over $640,000 for that. And I can say this, I realize we have a motion in a second, but I personally am not ready to proceed. The first I saw this was this morning, I think, around 10 o'clock. And it's hard to digest $640,000 in a brief time.
But Judge, I don't, correct me if I'm wrong.
We had worked with Carolyn on it. She got with Fran last week, and I think they were finishing up some stuff and got that finished up this morning, I suppose, when it got delivered. Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to table it for a week.
We reviewed the information in the plan. That is the plan for the 600 for the expenditures.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but first we have to open and close a public hearing, which we haven't done yet, and then we can go to an action item.
Well, that's true.
Approving or disapproving.
That was my faux pas. Okay, as public hearing is now open for any discussion on the county clerk record archives for the fiscal year 2010-2011. Any comments?
Ms. Guidry, I had a question. If you don't mind, where it says salaries, deputy county clerks, and then in parentheses it says salaries, benefits, and salary supplement of deputy county clerks for two full-time temporary positions. I have a hard time deciphering what that actually means. Is that whole $75,000 going to two full-time, part-time personnel? Is that what that's telling me? And then I'm trying to visualize how that ties in with the item below it, the $125,000 for extra help. What you're trying to do is delineate between two employees that are full-time, part-time, and then the other remaining part-time that just come and go. Is that basically what you're... Okay. Under under the contractual preservation project. Now, that $350,000, is that something that will go through purchasing? That's the questions I have.
Anything else?
And we had those things. Go back to that top line item, overtime. what you know, that was something that I hit very hard in budget. Why would there be $10,000 in overtime? That goes back to my original question I asked you during the regular court. We need to know where you're at, how much has been done, and a projection how much will be done, because I know we allocate this money, but we also have to be good stewards of it to know where we're at, how much being done during a year's time. Okay. Please bring that to us.
Anything else? All in favor?
We need to close the public hearing and then...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Motion to close public hearing.
So moved.
Second. Everybody in favor of that?
Aye.
Public hearing's closed. Back in regular session on the consideration of the approval of the county clerk's record archives plan for the upcoming year. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. No. And I've stated my reason. District clerk, public hearing. Item A, public hearing on district clerk's record archives plan for fiscal year 2010-2011. We will now open this to a public hearing for consideration of any questions or discussions on the district clerk record archives plan. Ms. Ramos is here, available. Anyone have a question or any input? Okay, motion to close the public hearing. Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. Item B, consider and possibly approve the district clerk record archives plan for fiscal year 2010-2011.
So moved.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion? I understand your plan correctly, Ms. Ramos, you intend to expend $15,000?
That's all I'm probably going to take in.
We but you had a balance of $61,000.
It will be at the end of this coming fiscal year. That's our estimate, Judge.
Oh, okay.
My balance so far this year is around $25,000.
Okay.
We're actually only raising about $30,000 a year.
Okay.
On that fee, that $15,000 is merely a contingency that we're asking to be set aside for emergency replacement of technical equipment. We're not making any other expenditures out of that fund. I'm trying to let it grow so someday, somewhere over the rainbow, I can actually buy decent scanning equipment and get those records scanned.
You're not trying to hire any people?
No, sir, I can't. I don't have enough money in that fund.
Okay.
Any
other questions? All right. All in favor of that item, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. Engineering Department. Item A, receive and file coastal public lands easement number CL950002. Lease renewal for boat ramp at Walter Humphrey. It's located in Precinct 3. Item B, consider and possibly approve final plat of tract 44-A and 44-B. That's being a replat of 12.49 acres of land, part of Lot 44. All of Lot 45 out of the Charles O. Elstrom subdivision, Jefferson County. It's located in Precinct 3. Item C, execute, receive, and file utility permit 03-U-10 to the West University County MWD for the distribution of portable water through a 10-inch water line that'll cross East Club Road at a 90-degree bend west of Highway 124. It's located in Precinct 4. Is there a motion on these items?
Second.
Have a motion? What did I say? Well, that's not as bad as $17 million. I just have one thing. On that, lease renewal, how long is that for? Okay, moving on. All in favor of those items under engineering, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Sheriff's Department, item A, receive and file the use and maintenance agreement with South Texas Auto Task Force for assignment of new replacement vehicles. 2010 Chevrolet Silverado. And transfer title to an existing vehicle back to the city of Beaumont. That new vehicle will replace a 2006 Ford F-150. Have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Our next regular Commissioner's Court meeting will be held on September the 6th, which is a Tuesday due to the fact Monday is a holiday. Thank all of you for being here. We're adjourned. What did I do? Y'all figure it out.
I'll make a motion.
Whatever that Monday is.
Monday is a holiday.
Yeah.
Monday's a holiday. Tuesday's a meeting. Okay.
I'll make a motion. We meet on the 7th, Tuesday the 7th.
Judge,
yeah.
For your information, the effective termination date of the agreement is 10 years, April 1st, 2010, terminating March 31st, 2010.
Okay. Is it renewable again? Do you know? It's okay. It was 10 years. Good enough. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are adjourned.